Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards the mound. Burris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Stearns scores. Mozzilli moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozzilli scores. Hebner scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burris for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Tavares reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavares scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Pasella now pitching. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moreno moves to third. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kieson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieson is 0-for-1 in the game. Kieson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Pacella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moreno hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Ott and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Mike Easler pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Andy Hosler now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Mike Easler. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. There goes Garner trying to get to second. Mazzilli throws the ball into Flynn who tags Garner for the out. One out. It's 4-2, Mets. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Rooker now pitching. Andy Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Stearns moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Rooker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gil Flores now playing right field. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parker reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Parker moves to third. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Alberto Lois pinch runs for Ed Ott. Tom Houseman now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Madlock scores. Lois moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 4, Mets, 4. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lois scores. Garner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Pirates. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moreno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Nicosia now catching. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tekulve fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tekulve. Youngblood moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Gil Flores. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 5, Mets, 5. Sergio Ferrer pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferrer. The throw from Nicosia and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox, who is chasing the ball. Parker reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. It's 6-5, Pirates. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool catches it and steps on first to double up Milner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tavares bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.